Well, Graham, another interesting day of cricket. I think from a morning perspective, probably not the way Durham wanted things to go, because the Glamorgan tail didn't half wag, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, and I thought we were very good for the first hour. I thought we put them under a little bit of pressure, and then credit to their tail, they come out and they batted really well. Salter in particular took the game away from us a little bit and just swung the momentum back in their favour. And then luckily we've had a pretty good evening session there just to sort of swing the momentum back in our favour.
Yeah, I think they put on 192 for the last four wickets, and we all know Durham lost their last four without adding a run, so a bit of a difference. But if you'd said at the start of the day, you know, when I think they lost Cook fairly early on, that they would end up with a lead, I think people might have sort of done a double take.
Yeah, you maybe wouldn't have thought they'd have got that many, but such is life, that's cricket, I guess. Sometimes when two batters get in, it's quite hard to break a partnership, and credit to them, they battled hard and they've done well for the team, but hopefully we can do a similar thing now for us.
Been a difficult start with the bat again in the second innings, and again watching from the press box, it looks like still the ball is difficult to time.
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to get harder. Day three pitch, new ball, fresh bowlers. Sometimes it does a bit, and it's unfortunate for Cook and Keita being an opening batter. Sometimes you get those good deliveries, or sometimes they just do a bit more. But it's almost like we can get as many runs as we can now. And who knows what can happen on day four with an old tired pitch, with fresh bowlers. Hopefully we can put a good job on them.
I think you put on 40 with Keaton Jennings after Steve Cook and Cameron Steele had gone. I was stood sort of behind where we are now at the top of the steps and saw David Lloyd's delivery to him. He was giving out LBW, but it was one of those where I gave up looking at the umpire because I didn't think it was going to be given, and then suddenly he was walking.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really got anything to say about it, to be honest. I was stood pretty wide, so I couldn't see the line of anything, but I haven't seen any video footage either, but he seemed pretty disappointed with it. Whether that was at himself or at the actual dismissal, I don't know. So, yeah, I can't really comment.
Right, talk us through your life then on 25, because you'd given up the ghost, hadn't you? You were just standing there watching the inevitable, and it didn't happen in the end.
I was actually looking at the floor. Okay, I was disappointed that I hit one in the air. I mean, yeah, you expect to be out when you make a mistake like that. And I think someone was looking down at me today, because luckily I got away with it. I don't know how we dropped it, but such is life. Got to take the chance now. Hopefully we'll make him pay.
So Martin DeLong was the bowler. Banged one in. You tried to hook it off to the leg side. Top edge. And he was under it for a long time, wasn't he? I mean, it was just coming straight down at him.
Yeah, I mean, it went high in the air. You've got to expect him to catch it. I almost thought the keeper would have came and got it. I was just planning my walk off. But luckily for me, he dropped it and got to continue my innings.
Now, you've got the 63, which is your best score in the county championship. I think this is your ninth or your tenth match in the county championship. So you've been in a decent run of form recently. You've got some runs under your belt in the one-day cup as well. So you must be quite happy with how things are at the moment.
Yeah, pretty pleased with how things are going, but always got to get greedy. You've always got to want more. I'd like those figures for the championship to be a bit higher with what I've produced so far. So now for me, it's just an aim of being more consistent and putting in more match-winning performances for the team, and hopefully I can do that for the rest of the year to come.
And your partnership with Paul Collingwood at the moment, I think, is 83. And a young lad like you, you can learn a lot watching him at the other end. He's just got a century on his 41st birthday as well, hasn't he? So there's a lot to be taken in as you watch from one end while he's batting at the other.
Yeah, it's amazing to have someone like Paul Collingwood at the crease. I mean, I just get to stand there and watch how he goes about his work. I learn a lot from him. I like to think we're pretty similar players in the areas that we score. So I just like to see how he goes about it. And watching him get his 100 the other day was almost a big learning curve for me as well. So his experience is priceless, really, in the dressing room. So, I just need to keep picking his brains as much as I can.
Finally, we've lost a few more overs tonight because of rain and bad light. I'm not sure what the weather forecast is for tomorrow. I think it's a bit more of the same. Do you think there's enough time to engineer a position in this match where you can push for the victory?
Well, you never know. With a day four pitch, anything can happen. So all we've got to do is look to do our job in the morning first. That's by posting a total that Collie thinks is enough. And whatever that is, we've got to back our balls and hopefully we can do a job there.